Better 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition with the pneumonia for which he's been treated for over a week at a Rome hospital, that from the Vatican, which says the Pope needed an oxygen mask today and got a blood transfusion. A shooting with hostages being held in a hospital ended with a police officer killed, others injured at UPMC Memorial, York County, Pennsylvania. Cops shot the gunman dead. ABC's Christiane Cordero at the scene. And she says they continue to receive care at the hospital. Investigators still searching for a motive in that case. Mourning the deaths of two police officers shot and killed last night during a routine traffic stop, Virginia Beach. Police chief says the gunman shot himself dead. Elon Musk tweeting that all federal employees are getting an email requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job last week, and that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. This is ABC News. On legal immigrants in Ohio.
Springfield Mayor Rob Rue praised Haitians who are living in his city under temporary protected status. He credits TPS holders for boosting the local economy and called on President Trump to provide them with a path forward instead of deportation. Rue's city has grown by 25% in 3 years, thanks in part to Haitian immigrants working in manufacturing and healthcare. His statement comes months after President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance falsely claimed Haitians were eating pets in Springfield, comments that led to bomb threats against the Haitian community and Rue himself. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A cholera outbreak in a southern Sudanese city has killed nearly 60 people and sickened about 1,300 others over the last 3 days, say health officials. The outbreak in the southern city of Kosti was blamed mainly on contaminated drinking water after the city's water supply facility was knocked out during an attack by a notorious paramilitary group, that according to the health ministry. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's hour number two of Max Inc. Radio on your Saturday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got Jenny in the other studio right now warming up. She's here from Nashville. And yes, of course, she's got like gloves on because she's like the weather change is like crazy here. Also, we're going to do a double dip of Rogue Electrics. Let's do that right now on Max Inc. Radio.
times of pain. All right, yesterday's news, tomorrow's blues. We'll be right back.
Rogue Electrics on Max Inc. Radio. It's Saturday night, and what do we do at the top of every hour? A double dip of the local stuff.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Prohibition now on Max Inc. Radio. Local stuff is brought to you by this new live music venue in Fitchburg, Loxley Live Music, located on Verona Road, the old Dry Bean location. It features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a live band. Get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find out more at Loxley on the Instagram, Facebook, or on the web at Loxley. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y venue.com. Rocker, so excited about Jenny, she's coming up here soon. She sounds great in the warm-up.
Yeah, we just had her getting hooked up to the system here. She's warmed up. We'll have her coming up in the next half an hour here. She'll be playing some music, and she's just gotten back from Nashville and Arizona, and we're going to hear about...
All places warm.
Yeah, right.
You know, Kirstie Krause and Mr. Newsky, they're also down there in Florida. They're no fools.
Yeah, they know where to go during the winter, huh?
Yeah, it's cold.
I don't know what I would do in no hot weather like that.
Yeah, you'd have to like sit on the beach with a Hawaiian shirt and drink a Mai Tai. It'd be awful, Rocker. I don't know.
I like my snow tan too much. We still, actually, Sam Lyons, we're going to reschedule him. He was supposed to be here tonight. And Brett Newsky is going to be talking about his new album, Americana, and the streaming Big Scam. So he'll be speaking with Terry Barr on that one. And then After Hours tonight with Jimmy K.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. I get to go to bed early tonight. Or maybe I'll stay up and watch Saturday Night Live again. I don't know. Who knows? But I have a whole night free, Rocker. That never happens. Never.
Wow, that's really cool, Rob.
Yeah, I know. Should we play some Fat Function now?
You know, they're going to be playing April 12th at the Vivarium in Milwaukee with Mama Dig Down's brass band. Mm, that's
all
pretty
those
cool.
Horns, right?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fat Function, Well Run Dry. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So many horns.
tried whiskey, 100 proof. Cheap cigarettes in top RV. And just like you, they're all bad for me. But I can't help.
Jenna James right here on Max Inc. Radio. This half hours of beautiful local music. Hi, Rocker. How are you? You doing okay? I know. I'm just messing with him. This half hour's music is brought to you by Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall. Cat and kitten adoption, also organic pet food, grooming, and much, much more. That's Noah Ark Pet Store, Madison. Also Herbal Aspect, now 4 locations in Dane County, a new store in Sun Prairie, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. Aspect.com. Don't put the S in there. You'll go somewhere you don't want to go. Rocker, are you excited? I am for this live stuff. I love live music in the studio, Rocker.
Oh, it's going to be really fun. Yes. I was just talking to Jenny out here in the green room, and they've done so much.
Yeah.
Touring around, playing in all these crazy places in Nashville, and they just really just got back here not too long ago. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to her and get to hear some stuff live. We're going to do it right after the break. And then after we listen to some Shawn Michael Dargan. Yeah, we're going to play a tune from him. He's doing live stuff March 1st. Ticket to Ride, the Beatles in 65 and 66, Barrymore Theater right here in Madison. Let's play that tune now, and then we'll get to some more local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
The mountain between us must fall. I painted lines across it.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark Pet Center.
Oh, no.
A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rocker, I'm going to consider this like a mini Live in the Lair. Can we do that?
It's a mini lair.
It's a mini lair.
We have had many mini lairs before. And tonight, music seemed to find Jenny Lupine. The North Dakota native enjoyed life as a physical therapist and gymnastics coach, But the music in her needed an outlet, and her lyrics needed a voice. Once she started, she couldn't stop, and now a staple in the Wisconsin, Nashville, and Midwest scenes, Jenny Lupien is back to tell us about her last few years traveling and becoming an Artist of the Month from Midwest Music and Musings. Jenny, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Rocker. It's great to be back.
Wow, you know, we've had you in Fit to be Tied back in 2021 in our original studio.
Oh.
And then with Angela Licari here at our studio on University. And now here you are in our State Street studio.
Man, you've seen every studio.
Awesome. Yep, studio hopper.
Which one do you like the best?
Oh, this one.
Yeah, it's the green room, right? It's the green room, Rocker.
Yeah, you know, and you're up above State Street. It's pretty cool here. Besides the snow and the wind chill, what do you love about being back in Wisconsin?
By far the people. It's great. Yeah, I have family here, relatives, and it's nice to be back around everybody, familiar faces.
Jenny, tell us about how you got started in music. I mean, how did you go from a gymnastics coach to a singer-songwriter? I mean, what's your backstory?
I flipped.
Ah, yeah!
Oh, goodness.
I've been waiting all night for that.
You know what's funny is, it's just phases and stages in life. Gymnastics, I was a gymnast. And then I ended up coaching it because I had a daughter that went through the program at Monona Grove, and I was just a washed-up gymnast that they couldn't find a coach. But then that season kind of came to an end because all of a sudden when life changes and you start, like, a frying pan to the head hits you, you start writing music, I thought, I need time for this. So I guess I just had to choose because you know how it is. You put in so much time to writing and playing in a band and everything. So I thought, well, I'll try this. So I had to put gymnastics on the back burner.
And start up with music. Now, how did you get into music? Were your parents musical at all?
They were. I never knew that I would be interested in it. We used to go, they would sing at weddings and wedding dances, and my dad played in a band. He was a farmer, too. So they were surprised when I started this late in life.
Wow. How old were you when you started playing guitar and music?
Like 42.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show, you know, anybody can
start
playing music.
There's still hope for Rob.
Yeah, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
There's still hope for Rob. Now, let's see. I mentioned that we had you here in the lair in May of 2021 with your band Fit to be Tied. And the band featured your songwriting partner, Shank Mikulis.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you pronounce it. And he taught you how to play guitar, and he recently passed unexpectedly. Tell us about your partnership and how you've been able to move on and grow as a songwriter.
Yeah, that was very unexpected. It was quite a shock. And he got me started. He's an introvert, very quiet guy. And when we would go to practice, Shane would create the riffs, and I would listen to it with a pen and paper. And after I jot down some thoughts, I would ask him what the song meant to him. And usually I got a shoulder shrug or a very short answer. The answer nearly always matched what I had written down, though. Mm. So anything that he was coming up with as a riff, maybe he wasn't able to put it out there into words. So he spoke through his guitar, and he wasn't chatty at all, but he taught me the first three chords and gave me an old acoustic to practice with, and then he'd just nod his head, like, yep, keep going. I brought that guitar one time back. He gave it to me. He's like, here, practice with this, you know. And then I brought it back one time to practice, and he never talked hardly. He goes, don't ever bring that back here, because I was not good. Like, I'll just do the singing and writing, and he'll do the guitar, you know. So, but I was grateful to have the chance to play with him, and he had never been playing in public. Maybe two times, I think, he did on his own. So it was kind of nice for Tony Leskin and Shane and I to have all three of us be able to have that opportunity to play in public. And, you know, people could hear Shane. He's very talented.
Wow. I'm going to have to go search for the archive for Fit to be Tied. I'm sure I have that recording. You have your guitar here tonight, and you're going to play a song for us. It's not been released, and it's called Angel Goes to War. Can you tell us about this song before you play?
Oh, yeah. We'll have to get serious for a second.
No.
Oh, yeah. So Angel goes towards, like, someone else's decisions often affect more than just themselves. And someone else's regrets always affect more than themselves. When you feel pain coming on and you know it's coming on and you know you're going to be enduring it for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for who knows how long, it's incomparable to what anyone else endures in your mind. You're the only one that's going through it. And this song is like, God sees I can't do it on my own. My angel goes to war.
Nice. All right. Well, let's give Janie a second. She's going to pick up the guitar. Not the old one she was just talking about, but she brought her acoustic guitar. All right. We have Jenny Lupien. This is a mini lair on Max Inc. Radio.
And my angel
goes to war.
Jenny Lupine right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local live stuff is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Rocker, amazing live stuff. Feels so good in the layer, the mini layer tonight.
That's right. That's right, Rob. We have Jenny Lupine. She's here. And you know, Jenny, for the last 2 years, you have been in Nashville and performing in Arizona, North Dakota, Montana, Texas. Tell us some highlights from your journeys.
Oh, goodness. Where to start? Oh, it's just fun driving and seeing all the landscape of all the states. We stopped at the Buddy Holly Museum.
Oh, that's got to be cool.
That was cool. That was in Texas. And I've always liked his music growing up with that. My dad sang that when he was in the band. Mm-hmm. And also going through North Dakota.
Yeah.
Medora on the western part of the state has an outdoor musical with this seating outside. You can take an escalator. Of course, it's closed in the winter. but then the slides open for the musical, as you can picture, all those buildings that slide apart, and then the Badlands are in the background. So
wow.
That was a pretty cool scenic. I would recommend that to anybody in the summertime. Also going through Texas, we got to meet the late, great Waylon Jennings family. He has a brother still out there kicking it, running a store. His name's James Jennings. So, and then Waylon Jennings' niece, she runs the Outlaw Cafe in Texas. We got to play there. That was so fun, just hearing stories about Waylon Jennings. And she said, you know, he sings the theme song for The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
So she said, well, when I was a kid, I didn't know that was him singing. We didn't know he was famous. But
that's always how it goes. That's just dad.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just dad.
Just so many good adventures. Nashville in itself is, you never know who you're going to run into.
Right.
I had the privilege of being able to record there. And, of course, Madison recording studios are awesome, too. But in Nashville, you'll get, you know, random people. I walk in with my guitar, and they're, hi, Jenny, nice to meet you. You can put your guitar back out in your car. And again, oh, okay, I guess I won't be playing on my own songs because, yeah, why would I?
Yeah.
But I had Merle Haggard's lead guitar player on a song.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah, and Ronnie Millsap's flute player. It's just, you just don't know who you're going to meet, and they are so down to earth and...
They're just hanging out at the studio.
They're just hanging out. They're not on tour this week, so they'll just come in and record on my song, you know, and they always want to get to know you. They're just very friendly. So those are some of the highlights from the travels.
That is pretty cool. Now, Jenny, you have some upcoming shows. March 9th is the Songwriter Showcase at the Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, and you'll be at Bratfest with Mason Meyer.
Oh, nice.
Tell us about your collaboration with Mason Meyer.
Well, Mason Meyer is in the studio supporting me this evening. Oh, we had the song called Back to You, and he and I have had some roller coasters in our relationship like some people do. He had written a song in his notebook. I had a song written in mine, and then we ended up putting those together without reading each other's material, and we came up with this song, Back to You. It ended up hitting number 21 out of 40. On the 40 countdown, on the country music charts. So we had a lot of fun with that, watching it climb. Yeah.
And then recently you were Artist of the Month from Midwest Music and Musings.
Well, that was a pleasant surprise.
What was that about?
Well, they just chose me.
Yeah, that's like the most impressive, right? You don't even know you're in the running and you get chosen and bang, you get the award, right?
Yeah, that was so thoughtful. They just gave me some compliments about coming and hearing some of my shows. So they choose an artist each month. I was very grateful.
Wow, that is very cool. Well, can we hear Back to You?
Well, you can. As you know, it's a duet, but I'll play it.
Oh, okay.
Well, yes, absolutely. You're listening to live music right here. A mini layer brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
All right, it's Jenny Lupien. We're in the mini layer, live on Max Inc. Radio.
Jenny Lupien right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Wow, that was really amazing. That was a good song. Now, you do have actually one more song for us tonight, and we want to thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us and playing for us tonight. We really appreciate it. The next song that you actually have is called I Never Knew, and this one sounds a little intense. What's this one about?
Yeah, I'm really good at writing, like, sad songs or love songs. You know, the cheery ones are few and far between. I don't know why, but this one was a close friend of the family. We ended up losing him in a motorcycle accident in Madison, just riding on a sunny day, you know, just a fluke thing. Just swerved a little, and so my take on it was, you know, when your loved ones are just hurting and the person that's gone, what would they, you know, what would they want to say to you? Mm. So the song's called I Never Knew.
Wow. I Never Knew. It's Jenny Lupine in a mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
I would fly today. I was just doing what I love to do on a nice day. You know where I am, and you'll be here too. Arrived a little sooner than you'd want me to. You ought to know that I love you so. And I laughed and lived more than 20 years than a lifetime of old. Most would say to know me is to love me. Always had a free spirit and the best family. 20 years of that kind of suits me. I never knew I would fly today. I was just doing what I love to do on a nice day. You know where I am, and you'll be here too. The first to arrive to this glorious party for me and you.
Wow. Jenny, thank you so much for coming in to play for us tonight. If people want to keep up with you online or find your music or this, you know, hit song that you have going on, how do we keep in touch with you?
Well, the duet Back to You is under Jenny Lupine and Mason Meyer, and that's on all the platforms, Spotify and Amazon and Apple Music. And then Jenny Lupine Music, you can find me on Facebook and also on Amazon. I have an album out.
And your last name spelled L-U-P-I-E-N.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you, Rocker.
Thank you so much for coming in. Rob, what we got coming up here?
Well, we're going to listen to some Mascot Theory because Corey was in the studio and all this local stuff. Again, Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My signals of my lost friend.
try to find my face here on the wrong side. Yeah, the wrong side. On the wrong side. Yeah, the wrong side. Now I do admit I could have acted differently, but I couldn't stop that truth from flowing out of me. Maybe next time I should shut my eyes and dream, so I can face the brand new sunrise on the wrong side. Yeah, the wrong side. On the wrong side. And I'm okay, I'm feeling pretty good today. As I try to find my place here on the wrong side. Yeah, the wrong side. On the wrong side. Yeah, the wrong side. Ooh, and all the folks that care for me tell me it's okay to be on the wrong side. Yeah, the wrong side. On the wrong side.
Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio. Stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network. Hour number three comes up right after this short break and a double dip with Cat in the Hurricane.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are...
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition at the Rome Hospital, where he's been for more than a week, being treated for pneumonia. ABC's Marcus Moore in Rome.
The Vatican says the Pope suffered a serious asthma attack and needed extensive oxygen treatment. He also underwent a blood transfusion to increase the level of red blood cell platelets in his system.
Israel says release of more Palestinian prisoners is delayed until the release of the next hostages being guaranteed. A shooting with hostages being held in a hospital intensive care unit ended with a police officer killed and others injured at UPMC Memorial in York County, Pennsylvania. Cops shot the gunman dead, says District Attorney Tim Barker.
Quite frankly, they needed to use deadly force because by doing so, they potentially saved even more lives.
Police chief says the gunman had contact with the hospital days ago and intentionally targeted the workers there. This is ABC News.